Now, if you know me, you will know I am not a big fan of New Year's resolutions. For me, the pressure of starting something new in January has seen me fail over and over again. What I like to do instead is I like to give myself a little bit of time to settle into the year so I can actually figure out what goals I actually want to achieve. Now, one of my biggest goals this year is to be able to confidently speak in a new language, and this is something that I have been trialing and failing at, and also working at for a really, really long time. Fast forward to the end of 2024. Think about what you're wanting to achieve. What can you do right now to give yourself the best chance of succeeding? Now, if you are like me, and one of your goals is to learn a new language, you absolutely need to get Babbel, and I'm so excited to chat to you about this. Now, in just a few weeks of using Babbel, I have progressed my language skills in ways that I have never done before. And I've been using Babbel's 10-minute lessons, which are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. What I love the most about Babbel is that it's designed by real people for real conversations. And I think this is something where I've gone wrong before. I have been learning French on and off since I was 9 years old. That is over a decade and a half now. Yet I still didn't feel confident in my communication. I was learning through textbooks, but I was actually lacking that human connection in my vocabulary. Babbel's courses have helped me to learn real-life conversation skills, to speak confidently and clearly in a way that locals will understand, as Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent too. It's enabled me to be able to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants, all without ever having to consult my language app whilst on vacation. Now, studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college. Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Now, I actually have a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off of your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/proverbs. Now, you can get 60% off at babbel.com/proverbs, spelled babbel.com/proverbs. Rules and restrictions may apply. Hello, you are listening to Proverbs with Daisy Maskell. It is me, Daisy. Welcome. This is a podcast all about extraordinary people and extraordinary stories. Here we will shine the spotlight on their journeys and hopefully learn something about ourselves and the way that we live our lives from their experiences too. Join me for the next half an hour as we get to know our guest. I am so looking forward to this week's episode of Proverbs. I am joined by the life coach, Dimple. She is incredible at her work. She teaches a lot about manifestation and how to live our lives as our best self. I feel like we're all going to take something away from this week's episode. Dimple, how are you doing? I feel like we're all going to learn so much on this week's episode.
I'm so excited. I'm so grateful. Thank you for inviting me on, Daisy. I appreciate you.
Oh my goodness, we're so happy to have you. Thank you so much for being here. I find your work so fascinating, and I'm really intrigued to know how you fell into it. Where did it all start?
Oh gosh, great question. There's certain things in life that you like. If I was to be asked as a little girl, what do you want to do? This is not what it would be. But it's like the universe has different plans, and if you allow yourself to be guided by the universe, you end up in a place that is exactly where you should be. And that's really what I feel has happened with me. I started my career as a clinical dietitian working in the National Health Service, and I did that for 22 years. Wow. And yeah, alongside my coaching business, because what I realized in the first year of being a dietitian was that it's not enough to tell people what to eat. That doesn't wash, right? You need to understand why they do the things they do. So I trained in NLP, cognitive behavioral therapy, and really trying to understand, because food and the way we live our lives is all really a symptom of a real deep-rooted cause. And so understanding the cause will then influence the symptoms and how we live. So I did that, and I seem to have fallen into jobs. Interesting. Fallen into jobs, particularly most of the NHS, was working with people who were I became a neurology specialist. So I worked with people with neurological conditions. So motor neuron disease, Parkinson's, MS. And these were all people that died prematurely. And what I started to realize was that my work was more than the nutrition. It was more than understanding people. It was their relationship with themselves, with who they are, on this earth and spiritually. So I started to realize, looking back, that all that work I did was very much an apprenticeship to the work I do now. It was my journey, and my journey in my psychic abilities now, in my ability to support people through major life traumatic times. Like, I could tell when it was the last time I would see a patient alive. I would just know. Irrespective of the clinical signs. So if the clinical signs were showing that they were going to be fine, but there was something inside me that knew that they had decided it was time for them to transition. And the flip side, the clinical signs showing that they wouldn't be fine, and yet they'd come through because there was something inside of them saying, no, it's not my time yet. And then being married to a serial entrepreneur, and that took its toll, and because I didn't understand why he needed to go and sell mangoes on a Sunday morning instead of being with his family. I didn't understand why he needed to be roofing at midnight when he has a family. Like, I didn't get it. And so we were planning our divorce for our 25th wedding anniversary, and we started planning it on our 20th. But in between then, what happened was magic. I had a massive spiritual awakening and was able to transform and heal myself, and as a result, heal our relationship. And that's when my calling was opened. And that's when I realized that this is not just about healing marriage. This is about raising the vibration of love in this world.
What an amazing journey you've had, honestly. And I think you can tell you're amazing at what you do. And more importantly, I feel like you can tell that you love what you do so much. And I feel like you just get so much out of life when your work has sort of a bigger meaning and it's fulfilling to you in whatever way you need to be fulfilled. So it's so nice that you took us on that. And yeah, as I said, what an incredible ride you've had. That is amazing. I also feel like your line of work has sort of become more popular, I would say, in the last maybe 2 years alone. I feel like people are really opening their minds and opening their eyes and waking up to, you know, different methods like manifestation that I know you use. It's something that's so popular amongst, I guess, my sort of generation. It's something that I speak about with my friends all of the time. Do you find that people are seeking more of your kind of help as well?
100%. 100%. And you're spot on. My belief is COVID has woken people up. Because we've had to stop and pause. We were forced to stop and pause. Now, my heart goes out to people that have lost in COVID. Genuinely, it does. And I feel as though it also gave people a get out pass who didn't want to be here anymore. And I say that with so much love and compassion, because that can sound really harsh. And there are people who have had to look within themselves in COVID and really appreciate what they have manifested in this world, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. Because I truly believe we manifest everything. and we manifest consciously and unconsciously. And it's so interesting that I have seen a transition in my clients over the last 2 years as I've transitioned from clients wanting to know strategy on how to fix their marriage to clients wanting to know on how to elevate themselves in their partnerships and to take full responsibility of themselves in their partnerships, right? It's a whole different energy and level.
I think it was such a vulnerable time, of course, you know, for the entire world. And as you said, we were forced to stop. And even in the hardest of times, that, you know, there were so many days where I was really, really struggling. I was trying to, my main thing was, what can we take out of this? What can I personally take out of this? What is the lesson that I can learn? I think I've massively appreciated that it's forced me to invest in relationships more, invest in certain areas of myself, get to know myself more as well. I was in a strange situation. I was prior to COVID, I was very much the single girl. I wasn't interested in a relationship. And I think part of that was because I was busy. I fell into a career, you know, I was so lucky to fall into a career quite young as soon as I left school. But I think if I'm really honest with myself, and throughout COVID, I was able to be really honest with myself. I was scared and I was pushing everything away. And during COVID, I actually got into a relationship with one of my best friends. And I think it was because I forced myself to open up and to be more vulnerable. And we're still together today. And it's exactly. And I feel like, as sad as it sounds, like that, I think I knew that person was always there. And I think we knew that we were sort of each other's soulmates. If you believe in that, I sort of do.
Yes.
We were waiting for the right time, both of us, and COVID, just being able to stop and reevaluate, just benefited us in just so many ways. So I completely agree with you on that.
Yeah, it's huge. What COVID did, and congratulations, by the way, that's music to my heart to hear. What COVID did was make us really, it took away all the noise of life. And it made us really look internally. And that's what you had the courage to do, because it is fear. It's a lot of fear. And when we stop and look and actually address the problem, the solution is very different, and often it's not as scary as you think. But what we do with life is we create noise and distractions. We're very busy. We haven't got time. We're all of that. But COVID stripped us of all of that. It completely did. And what happened was there were many breakups and many beautiful relationships begin in truth. And that's the difference. People were honest with themselves first, because they had to be, right?
It really made me sort of also reevaluate my sort of my work to sort of life balance as well, which is really great. I think a lot of people took this away, and I'm so happy that that's the one thing that we haven't really, you know, gone back to. My work is still not, you know, back to normal. I think many workplaces have found new ways to be able to support their employees, so that we are investing more time in just the quality of our lives, which is something that was unheard of, especially in my industry. I'm in radio, and there is no way that I would ever, no one would ever consider, you know, people recording shows at home, because sometimes you don't need to get up at 3 a.m. in the morning and travel all the way to, into London. And that is like, it's amazing that I'm now being given the option to do that on some days of the week, just because there is more of an investment into my time and my mental health and my quality of life as well. And I think that is the same for a lot of people now in the UK. And I think if COVID didn't happen, there is no way that would have been possible.
Yeah. Huge organizations are reevaluating their policies around family, work-life balance, around relationships, around mental health, around physical health, right? Huge, huge changes. And that's the blessing in COVID, because it's made us see what's possible. Like, why would you spend all that time traveling when you can invest in your health in that time, in your relationship? And therefore, your work and the quality of your work, your productivity goes up tenfold minimum. And this is what I'm seeing with my clients. I've seen it all the time. When we invest in the foundation of our relationships and the relationship the basic foundation starts with your relationship with yourself. So when you invest that time in looking inwards, and I use the analogy a lot with my clients, and that is that if we can imagine that the foundation of our life, our home, the analogy of our house, is if the foundation is relationship with self and relationship with our loved ones, and if that is solid, then the home that we build of work, life, balance, all of that is on a solid foundation. Mm-hmm. What I realized that for 20 years, my foundation was unstable because neither my husband and I had invested in ourselves. We were givers, overgivers to everybody else except each other and ourselves. So we used to build this house of home and it would crumble and it would fall and it would only build so high, so many stories. Mm-hmm. And what I find is with me and with, I mean, everything I speak of, I've lived through. I can only do it that way. And so what we found is that as we've built a solid and we've invested in this seeking information, learning, being, doing, believing, our foundation is solid. And as a result, our businesses 10x, 100x, our relationships with people, our family. I mean, you talk about work-life balance. I am sat here in New York. You're in England. Mm-hmm. I've just had the most incredible week with my family while still working, while still earning multiple six figures, almost mm-hmm. at seven now this year, doing the things I love. I've had two calls already with clients who are high net worth individuals that are all over the world, mm-hmm. talking about manifestation, talking about elevated relationships. And I've had a beautiful week with my family in New York. I've had lovely breakfast with my daughter who lives in New York, right? That's quality of life. That's living life.
Yep. You're so right. You are so, so right. And I love that you said that, you know, the things that you teach are things that you live through, you know, that it shows that your advice, you've lived through this. And so the advice that you give is just, it's unbelievably accurate. And I think there's no better person to give advice than someone that's been through the same thing. I think that's really, really important. One of the most important things about your work.
Thank
Sticking
you.
With the subject of relationships, this is something that really fascinates me about your work in particular. You believe that you can manifest the perfect partner. And I know there'll be people listening in wanting to know how to do this, wanting some advice.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about this, Dimple?
Yeah, I love this question, and it's a cheeky one as well.
It is.
I love it.
Continuing the conversation on Proverbs after this short break.
I wanted to take a moment to talk about a new brand that I've been loving at the minute. And that brand is Ana Luisa Jewelry. Now, their pieces are all unique. They make you feel empowered and they serve as a perfect addition to any outfit, whether you're dressing up or down. They offer high quality at affordable prices and are carbon neutral from packaging to product, which we know is super important. Anyone that knows me knows that I love an accessory. I think jewelry is a great way to express yourself and to experiment with fashion as well. And of course, it is a great sentimental gift for a loved one too. They are giving Proverbs listeners 40% off when you buy another product on their website. Just go to shop.analuisa.com/Daisy or click the link in the description for a discount.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Here's what I believe, and this is possible, right, whether you're in a relationship or not, because the person we're with is a mirror of who we are. Just let that land for a moment.
Yeah.
The person we're with is a mirror of who we are. So if you're not with somebody, exactly how you said, Daisy, you weren't with somebody, not because you weren't capable of being with somebody, but because you were scared. So you created a barrier, a wall, so nobody could come in, because you created subconsciously this barrier that nobody's allowed in because it's too scary. But the moment you opened your heart to vulnerability was the moment you attracted somebody who with an open heart. Mm-hmm. Can you see that? So it's not about looking outwards to who can I, like, can I make a list of all the things I desire? Can I, like, you know, my checklist of what he should be like, what he earns, what he looks like, all of that. It's not about that. What it's about is, who are you? What are you vibrating at? Are you vibrating at somebody who's scared? Somebody who doesn't believe it's possible? Somebody who has been heartbroken so many times that only believes that relationships are hard work and it's heartbreaking? Because if that's the case, you're going to attract that. Mm. Right? And you're going to find that you repeat the same cycle over and over again. So what you do is you compound the evidence that that's only the thing that's possible. So the way you manifest your desire, your dream person is, number one, you believe it's possible for you. It starts with that decision. You decide it's possible. Number two, you become the person that has that person. So if you want somebody who is happy and has charisma and, yeah, has problems. We all have problems. I'm going through a very difficult time at the moment. But I choose how I respond to that.
Yeah.
I choose to be the person that knows it's going to be okay. That knows that our relationship can hold this. So who are you being in this moment? Are you deciding that you're going to be the person who is worthy of the relationship you desire? And how does that person show up? Do they show up scared, or do they show up open-hearted and vulnerable and honest with themselves? And actually saying, yeah, it's scary at times, but I believe I'm worth it. I believe that actually I'm fun. I'm joyful to be around. And that is the key to it. And then the final piece, and it's the biggest piece, and it's the piece that people forget to do. You let go of the how, and you trust that it will happen. Like the moment you let go, Daisy, of how and who, what happened?
This is obviously so relatable to me, and I think you know, it's just fascinating. And I think much like you, because I've been through this, this is a particular area that I feel like I can give advice on. And I try and give advice on to my friends and my family as well. And I said that, you know, the biggest thing that I noticed when I opened up and became more vulnerable, that was the biggest change for me. But then I also am a big believer that before you get into a relationship, particularly a romantic relationship with one, like you said, you sort of attract the vibrations that you give out. I wanted to make sure that I was strong within myself, because I had to repair certain things. And I've been doing that over the years, but particularly throughout COVID, before I got into a relationship, I wanted to make sure that I was the strongest, healthiest person, mind, body and soul that I was, because, you know, I think, of course, we all have problems, but I so agree with what you are feeling, the vibrations that you're putting out are the ones that you're receiving back. And I wanted better for myself personally, and I wanted better in a partner as well. So yeah, it's just, it's so relatable. As I said, it's something that I've absolutely lived through. Right. So it's so amazing to hear your advice sort of being spoken back to me.
It's huge piece. And what I'm hearing from you is that if you'd have attracted somebody when you hadn't healed and you were wounded, you would have attracted a wounded partner.
Yep.
But what you did was you elevated your standard for yourself first. So you healed your wounds first by recognizing them. And as a result, you shifted your vibration and you magnetized the same back. Mm-hmm. Right? So I'll give you another example. The reason my marriage was failing was not because he was a serial entrepreneur. That was the story I told myself, and it's what many people do. Yeah. The reason my marriage was failing was because when I took a hard look at who I was, I wouldn't want to live with me. I was the bitch from hell. Mm-hmm. I treated him and myself awfully. Mm-hmm. Terribly. I criticized, I was so cynical of myself and him, right? The way I spoke to myself and him was not nice. So the reason I share this is that sometimes you can be in a relationship and think they're the wrong person. And actually the truth is when you heal you, they show up differently because you show up differently. So you don't always have to. And I strongly advise that if you're in a relationship now, that you don't, unless it's obviously an unhealthy, abusive relationship, I strongly advise you look at yourself first and do the work on you before you end it. Because 98% of the time, in my experience, when you do the work on you, what you think is abuse isn't. You're actually abusing yourself and them. And that's a hard pill to swallow. But when you see it that way and you shift, it's incredible how very quickly in days how they respond to you shifts. When you show love and compassion to yourself and them, you receive it back.
Dimple, you've also, of course, you know, you've spoken about the successes of, you know, working through problems and you know, how it's so important to invest in that first before sort of giving up. And I think a lot of people do sort of give up before they look within themselves. You have to be so vulnerable, you know, to sit there and open up. It's the most scary thing to sort of sit down and actually criticize yourself and think, you know what, I didn't handle that in the right way. Do you know what, I'm not acting in a way that, you know, I would want my partner to act towards me. It's so scary, but it's so important to do. Do you think that there are any relationships that are sort of beyond repair?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%. And I think there are, but I believe that people don't do the work beforehand, so they throw in the towel way too early. And the reason I say this is, I'll tell you the ones that I think are beyond repair, the ones that you haven't done the work for first. Mm-hmm. So we could have thrown the towel in and we were planning it. And had we have done, I would have lost the greatest love of my life. The greatest love of my life, right? Mm-hmm. And there are so many relationships, marriages, where you hear where they split and then they get divorced and then they remarry. And it's to do with the fact that when you do the work on you, if they shift and respond to that work, then they're the one. If they don't, then they're not the one in that moment. And there's an incredible relationship expert, Esther Perel. And I love what she says. She says, in our lifetime, there are usually three people that are our soulmates, our partners. One would hope it's the same person. So what does that mean? We evolve. I am not the same woman now that I was when I was 17, when I fell in love with my husband. He's not the same person. We have traveled 3 decades together. Mm-hmm. We're not the same people. But that doesn't mean to say we're not the right people for each other, mm-hmm. right? We evolve. And once we've evolved, the key is, are they responding? If they're not, then they're not the one then. And it's okay to let go of somebody with love and compassion. And that's how I work with my clients. There have been ones that have, I've genuinely said, they're not the match for you right now. Mm-hmm. But the separation is done with love and compassion, not with anger or resentment or frustration.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I so agree with you as well in terms of sort of moving on. This is the, I haven't previously been in a relationship before the one that I'm in. So, you know, I don't know too much about breakups for myself, but I've definitely seen, you know, friends and family go through breakups. And I think the greatest thing I think you can take away from a breakup is love and kindness for both yourself and for that other person. It's that you will stunt your growth if you move on in a bitter, negative way. I definitely agree with you on that.
I love what you just said. You will stunt your growth and you will repeat the same cycle with the other person until you learn the lesson.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. It's so true. And I think there's also something to take away from the fact that, you know, you have been vulnerable in ways with this person and you've probably spent a significant amount of time with them. I think, you know, put some respect on that and take something out of that, you know, even if it didn't work out and it won't work out in the future, there's definitely some positive to take away. So yeah, moving on in a bitter, negative way, I would always advise against when I'm, you know, when I'm speaking to friends and family. What about setting goals and manifesting sort of a big career move, Dimple? What advice can you give us on that?
Brilliant question. So the first piece I would say is, I use this analogy a lot with my clients for manifesting, and it's a really great one because you can transfer it to any goal in life. And it's a bit like, Daisy, have you ever purchased anything from Amazon? And I'm not an affiliate for Amazon. I'm just using the example. So,
yes.
Okay, perfect. Most people have, right? So when you go to Amazon, do you go and type in book and expect them to know what it is?
No, I personalize it.
Right. So you go in and you're really intentional with what you want, right? So you go in and you know the title of the book, you know whether you want hardback, you know what version, you know what price, all of that, right? You know it's worth everything, right? So you type that in. So that's the first piece with manifesting anything. Get intentional with what you want. Be specific, be clear. Because if you're not clear, how the heck does Amazon know which book to send you? Right? There are a million books, so it'll send you a million versions of the vagueness of it.
Yeah. And it will send you a book and you'll get it delivered and you might not like it.
So exactly, right?
Yeah.
It'll keep sending you the shit jobs that you asked for. Yeah. Not quite, right?
Yeah.
So that's the first piece, okay? Get specific. Be really clear, all right? The second piece is take action. Hit buy. You have to press the buy button to place the order. You have to take action. People think manifesting is ask for what you want and wait. No.
No.
Take action. What do I mean? If there's somebody who says to you, oh, there's this really good opportunity coming up, don't sit there and procrastinate on whether you should take it or not. Take action. Ring, make the call. Right? I'm saying it jokingly, but I'm really meaning it. Like, make the call.
Yeah.
Fill out the form. Do what you need to do. Press the buy. And then what you do is, once you've pressed the buy, do you then, when you've placed the order, wonder, is it going to come? Doubt whether it's going to come. When is it going to come? Is there any of that when you place an order? Not really. You know it's going to come. You don't sit there at the door for then the whole time from when you press buy to it arriving, waiting, do you? And doing nothing else. Worrying, doubting. No. You let go and trust that it will arrive.
Yeah.
And that's one of the hardest things and the piece that people forget in manifesting. The trust and the letting go, surrendering and not worrying about how. Like, you don't sit there and go, wow, where is it coming from, this book? And who is the person that's going to package it? And how is it going to get to my house so quickly? And we do. And so that's the analogy I use for anything in manifesting. Be intentional and specific with what you desire. Take action. And then surrender to the how and let go of the when and just trust it'll arrive in the most mysterious way.
I love that we've used Amazon to sort of walk us through the process. It's a great analogy. It helps out really well. I think, that taking action part, I feel like, is sadly the place where a lot of people end up failing. They sort of, know what they want to do and opportunities. And I've definitely been in this space, this situation. Opportunities are sort of passing you by. And I think sometimes you're scared to grab them because all you're thinking about is of the failure. Yeah. And, it's that classic, unless you put yourself out there, no one is coming to knock on your door. Your dream job and, your boss is not coming to knock on your door. And we're failing at the point when we're not trying. So that is a step that, you have to push through. You have to push those fears to one side and believe that, you are going to get this and you can do this. And I've definitely seen this play out in my career, for sure.
And it's possible. And often the fear is to do with not feeling enough and adequate for the job.
Yeah.
Right? So writing down why you are enough and adequate for the job is literally writing the description of the book you desire. Right? So we overcome the fear before it becomes an issue.
I think when you have when there are a few instances where you've manifested something and you've, you've seen the fruits of your labor, I think it changes your entire life. I've had this has been happening to me, I would say, from the age of 18. I'm 24 now. And around that time, I was in a really vulnerable place. I think it was sort of my last resort. And the more I did it and the more, I would find that it would pay off. It genuinely changed my entire outlook on life. And I say to people, I particularly say this to my boyfriend, try this way of life. You can always go back to it. There's no commitment, but you can always go back to, your way of thinking. There's even, of course, sometimes you do feel silly writing down the things that you want and the things that are going to happen and why you are good enough. But, no one has to see that. It's just between you and you.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work, forget it. Go back to, go back to your old way, but invest time into it and just see, because I 100% fully believe that when you do invest time into manifestation and sort of thinking about a higher power and the vibrations that do exist, it genuinely changes your outlook on everything. So I'm a massive, massive fan of what you do, Dimple. I've enjoyed having you on this episode so much. It's been amazing. I do have to ask you one more question, because at the end of every episode, we ask our guests what their mantra for life is. And I know you're going to have the best one we've ever had. What gets you up in the morning?
What gets me? It's a great question. And, as I feel into it, what gets me up in the morning is that I get to live every day that I choose my way. I get the privilege of doing that because I have chosen a life by design.
Yeah.
But I get, and and purely through living this life, purely.
Yeah.
You know, there's one piece I just wanted to add to, if I may, on what you just said, Daisy, about the manifesting and your boyfriend. And just because there are two types of manifestation, conscious and unconscious. Mm-hmm. And I firmly believe, and I have been witness to this, we all manifest everything every day. Mm-hmm. We do it anyway, but we're doing it unconsciously. So we manifest the shit as well as the good. Mm-hmm. So what if we could do it consciously and manifest the stuff we really want?
Yeah.
Right? That's what you're talking about when you speak about doing it this way.
Yeah.
So we're actually all doing it already. Why not do it consciously? Mm-hmm. And that's how you live your life, by design. Mm-hmm. So I wake up every day grateful and blessed that I live a life of love and conscious design.
That's it. We can all take something away from that. That is amazing. Dimple, thank you so much for being here. You have a book out right now as well called The Roadmap to Purpose, right?
Yes.
Amazing. Yes. Amazing. Go and pick yourself up a copy if you've been listening into this week's episode, and enjoy the rest of your time in New York.
Thank you. And also I want to add, Daisy, that anybody wants, loves my content, I do loads of free little reels and videos on my Instagram, Dimple Thackeray. Go check it out.
And that concludes this episode of Proverbs with Daisy Maskell. That is me. I hope you enjoyed it. Hit subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes, and I will see you soon.